The Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Samuel Ofosu-Ampofu, is in the Elembele constituency in the Western Region to inaugurate some educational facilities. These include teachers' bungalows, classroom blocks and new assembly halls. The MP for the Elembele constituency, Emmanuel Amakofibua, told Radio Ghana that rural communities are happy that government is responding to their needs. Mr. Bua talked to George Ankra.
We continue on the Better Ghana agenda by continuing especially emphasis on education. Today we are privileged to have the Minister of Local Government, Honorable Ofosu-Ampofu, coming here to commission teachers' quarters in a town called Menzero. He will also continue to inspect some of the school projects that we have completed, a new assembly hall at the Yinase. And he will also take the opportunity to visit some communities in the Dubrim area. The President, when he visited, had planned to visit those communities. Because of the time schedule, we could not get there. So His Excellency has sent him to visit those communities and to listen to their needs. So he's going to be part of it. I'm very, very happy that he's coming with one of the top priorities of those communities in schools. He's delivering a 6th classroom block for Dubrim, giving a 6th classroom block for another community called Telekubukazu, and another one for Tandan. And those are all the things we needed. And I think that we are very, very privileged to have him. Later this evening, we will also go to Hafasni in the Jomoro district. And I'll be meeting with His Excellency Lee Okran, who will join me to announce a street light package that the Ministry of Energy is doing in the Jomoro district as part of Better Ghana agenda.
This government seems to be sending most of the development programs to the rural communities. Have you assessed the feelings of the people? How are they feeling about these projects?
We are very blessed to have a government that remembers them and think about them. Remember, the backbone of this country is the people in the rural communities. And so people like towns in the Dubrim and Kropong, which the minister will visit today, will see that they are very grateful to the president. They never dreamt that electricity will get to them. Thanks to President Atamels, they now have electricity. They never dreamt that schools on the trees would be wiped the way it has been wiped. And it is very, very important to note that within 2.5 years, 1,100 schools on the trees have been built and are being used. So we are saying is that 1,100 schools on the trees have been wiped by the NDC government. It's a marked achievement. It's a great achievement. It's a government that is focusing on 5,000 science scholarships is being given. That is just the initial stages. The emphasis is on science education. And when we say, we mean that science is important and a student should study. President Atamel is putting money at the right places to make sure that indeed we have math science students that are coming out in these areas. Capitation grant increase, and there's so many other things we are doing in school feeding programs to really emphasize the focus of this government on education. I think it's very, very important.
MP for Elembele and Deputy Minister of Energy, Emmanuel Amakofibua.